Therefore, today in the Gospel, Jesus tells us that to enter into his kingdom, our promise, literally our being in hearts, we are in faith with God, must surpass that of the Christ and inherit. The Christ, there are the ones who made it their whole life to serve the Lord of God, the one who was followed his life, who was blessed. The Christ is where he wants to have it, to live by God, to stand, hope, making their life. The last day, far away. The day 10% on all the world to God. There will be, outwardly, very polite. But Jesus was calling us to a higher standard than the last other. To stand up, he wanted to focus, not just on our world conduct, but on our inward addition to God. To see him like him, thinking like him, talking like him, and becoming more and more like him. He says in today's gospel that it's not enough, not just to keep others. He doesn't want us hating others or interested in them or having about them. He continued in the Sermon on the Mount that it's not enough to not commit adultery in the church. In the earth by looking at love, rather than love after earth. In the name of once or twice. Is that enough? He has it. For us to finish, our enemies to a man for an eye, or a group for a group. So we know how many work, but hate our enemies. He wants us to turn the other way, to pray for our future, to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us. And Jesus never told us to thank you, that we are not going to give us all the time, to know we need to act for that call. He stresses, however, that his standard is not that we merely do before. He wants us to be fully accurate, to be little kind, to follow him and imitate him in our actions. To truly live the way of life is the way St. Peter reminds the Orthodox. He says what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, and he applies it to their situation and their persecution. Saint Peter, the first Pope, calls all of them and all of us to be of one mind. In public, loving to work for one another. Compassionate and kind. God doesn't want us to be divided, but we are not an animal. together one thing, what the wrong, and rejecting what God rejects. He wants us to leave the life and enter into the suffering of others. He wants us to love others, which means to be willing to be crucified by them. He summons us to be in the world, to place ourselves at our service. The important distinction of the day of Pentecost, we remember that God, the Holy God, has been sent to us to help us by the emperor. Saint Peter continues, do not return to the world, it's served for himself, but on the contrary, return for the sin. Because to this you have called, that the man you might rest of the sin. Dear friends, he wants us to bless those who please us or who he owes to us. Just like us, the ego is kind of him. This is the characteristic Christian person. To be done, God blesses on the world. And who is the blessing of God on everyone, including and especially those who need more. When we suffer on the hands of our faith, Saint Peter reminds us of something he himself has experienced in his own text and throughout his vision, that is the same Simon, the same churches who have crucified Jesus. That we are blessed. Blessed are you, as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, when they insult you or persecute you and put your name on the finger of their shoes, because of me. The God sent me back over the world, which is God being frank in heaven. So pray, is an opportunity for our sanctification, for our worship in the love of God, to suffer out of all of us. And certainly, in the love of Father, including our persecutors, for whose conversion and salvation can offer us suffering. And Saint Peter of Jesus, who is one of the most famous lines in Sacred Scripture, a line that is true of us. Always, no one is ready to give an explanation to anyone who has you for a reason for your hope. We have it. To be filled with hope. You are especially in the midst of suffering. We are called our efforts to give reason for the hope that we carry within. The hope that governs the soul. The hope that can be extinguished. The hope that we is based on the fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and all the heaven in the world cannot get him back into the truth. And that the righteousness which has saved that of his heart and very dead, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus. The standards to which you point us is the standards of spiritual finance, which is presenting to the fruit to the have with it, and humility to be covenant to love anyone. Even those who have had less than half a minute, just like you have. Is the crisis that the church faces? Can we imagine that the church has in her own country in the crisis of sin? The crisis is a time in which we learn much from God for the grace we need to remain faithful and to let us know God for us to be a great to the time. Just like he did, converting to divorce, romance, and murder. Just like he has done in so many missionary lands. We have told as we come to present ourselves as gifts before the altar. Let us open ourselves. For our gifts, to the death you will give us, so that we will not deserve evil from evil, we will suffer from itself from itself. But on the contrary, we learn blessing. The gift of God, living within us.